With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
Yes, sir.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Stop! Vic Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown. Oh, my goodness.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell, brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit atlkia.com. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Why you sound so unenthusiastic?
Yeah, I messed up my throat. I was screaming too loud at the United game Sunday. Saw the doctor today, and then they found some more stuff on my vocal cords. So now we're right back to square one. I got to be careful. I got to be cool.
What do you mean you got to be careful? Come on, raise the voice. Let's have some fun.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Yeah, it's you and Andy Bunker for the rest of the summer. So I got to bring it down a notch. And oh, by the way, doctor's like, I need you to really lay low and not push your voice. What do you got going on this week? I'm like, I got a trip to Vegas Thursday.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
Dr. Klein literally put his hands at his sides like, really?
Well,
really, dude?
Here's the deal, Mike. Let's be honest. You are a rule breaker. You do not listen very well.
That's true.
And when people tell you you need to not do things, usually you do them.
Yeah, he's right.
So I'm not surprised today. Now, what did they find? What did they do? How did they find this?
I popped a blood vessel on one of the vocal cords on Sunday. Because, you know, you're feeling like you're healed. You're feeling good. I went through like 2 weeks.
Well, I thought you were good.
Voice was normal, but they told you not to yell.
Do an impression.
Why don't you shut up? I'll do an impression. Michael, your voice, it will not come back. You don't even have a German accent. There you go. You would permanently destroy your vocal cords. These are your moneymaker. Don't be a Schweinhund. No, so Dr. Klein doesn't even have an accent like that, but that's the only voice I can do right now.
Do Harold Letterman. Do Harold Letterman.
You know what? You're a jerk. You're such a bully. Jarvis is bullying me to permanent vocal cord damage.
Carlton, calm, simmer down now.
Now, here's the deal.
Because you know what's going to happen now in Vegas. You're going to have to tell all the pit bosses and all the stick men.
Hard four.
I need my best. You got to play.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
What?
Y'all going to Vegas?
Yeah, is there an issue?
How y'all get to go to Vegas again?
After the golf tournament at HBO's bequest, we're going to be promoting the Canelo fight against Julio Cesar Chavez
Jr.
So
the CEO of HBO reached out to you all and said, guys have to be out there.
This is true, Jarvis. This is exactly what happened. I'm glad you stated that. Yes.
They wanted the number one show in Atlanta, so they sent the best. What do you want from me, Jarvis? I'm sorry that we don't have a
budget. I'm just asking.
That line?
I would love to have you.
No, the number one thing.
Please. That's not me. You're doing it,
Repeat that, will you?
I mean, if Arthur gets his feelings back over this, we don't need you starting this, okay? We've been willing to put you guys into two large UPS boxes, poke some holes in the side, give you some Chex Mix, and ship you to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You guys said no.
But after that bunny died, they didn't want to get in there.
Are we allowed to talk about our trip? Or is that not, we can't disclose
Oh, you're
that.
Talking about the other trip?
The other trip,
yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if we're allowed to talk about that trip. By the way, we will disclose all of this information, listeners. We are not keeping anything away from you. There is another trip that is planned, and Jarvis wants to talk about it, but I'm not sure. Actually, we probably need to clear that with Double X.
Yeah, I ask the Fox, man.
All right,
man.
Fair enough.
All right, guys. What were we getting today from TAC? Have you guys been following, by the way, Takaris McKinley on his Twitter page? Today, you got a dog with a Falcons little uniform on. It's very cute.
Yeah, he's been tweeting stuff
out. The
dog's
name is very interesting, though.
What's the dog's name?
Codeine.
What's wrong with that?
That's a drug, isn't it?
What are you talking about?
Codeine.
No, it's just a cute dog's name.
Isn't that why Jamarcus Russell didn't lead anymore?
No, that was Purple Drank. What are you talking about?
It's codeine in it.
I didn't catch that.
Okay.
Tack's dog is named Cody.
His name is Cody.
No,
yeah.
We got to talk to Tack.
Nickname Cody.
Well, here's the deal.
It's Cody. It's Cody.
You might as well have a dog named OxyContin, okay? That's not true. Just straighten that out.
When we talked to Tack on, it was Friday, the day after he was drafted, you know, I tweeted at him and he was talking about his whole find me later, you know, that hashtag. And he said, I hope it's trending in the right direction. But here's the deal, man. Yeah, he's tweeting things with his dog. And the dog is cute as hell. I got to be honest. But, yeah, that doesn't bother me. That bothers you, the codeine thing?
Well, I mean, I just, you know, I personally don't care as long as this guy can get out there and crush the quarterback. I'm not worried about this guy because I think he's got his head on straight. I think we've all known the story. We've read about it by now. Just looking forward to seeing this dude in uniform. And I'm just curious, after we talked to D-Led, and a lot of guys, I got a bunch of text messages yesterday. Man, D-Led really was down on tax recovery. You know, because, but D did bring up a valid point. They did honestly say, at one point, they thought Desmond Trufant could come back. And, of course, there was never a chance True was coming back in hindsight. So I think D, being a reporter, is always going to kind of look sideways, when arms crossed, when the team issues information about an injury. The Falcons, much like everybody, the Patriots, will throw a little shade and a little misinformation out there. But I do think we're going to see Tack sooner or later. I don't subscribe to that theory, or prescribe, or whatever you do to that theory, that he won't be out till week four.
Prescribe to that theory.
I don't either. No, listen. I'm Norm Crosby. No, I want to see him out there, and I hope I'm like most Falcon fans. But I mean, but I think if you're expecting to see him pads on hand in the dirt in August, you're not going to get that.
Yeah. Mike, what's that old adage? Can't practice, can't play.
Right on.
I mean, that's what it comes down to, right? If you can't practice, what, AT? If you can't practice, you can't play.
As Spud Webb once said, you can't make the club in the tub.
Yeah, you just can't, man. So I'm not saying that's the situation, but how can I get better as a player? We said this.
Right.
The difference between, let's just say, the Keanu Neal injury, which happened late in camp, versus a guy not being able to work out in OTAs leading up to that and learning the defense and being out there and then physically being involved in camp. You know, we said this about who was it last year that we wanted to see more from that we picked up in free agency? He was supposed to lead the team in sacks when he came over. The linebacker, I'm trying to think. The name escapes me right now. And we were saying the first couple of years he was here, Mike, he was hurt. And you couldn't really.
Oh, Sean Weatherspoon? Are you talking about?
No, not Weatherspoon. Oh, jeez. The name escapes me. It'll come to me. But he was hurt the first couple of seasons, and we really couldn't evaluate what kind of physicality he had.
Brooks Reed, when
he got to camp. And then all of a sudden, he has a great camp, and then you see what he was able to do this last season.
Now, how much of that was Brooks Reed finding another gear, or was that Dan Quinn shaking up the
defense? Got a jillion names in my
head. No, I mean, because believe me, you and I said it a few times even last season. We even joked around with Brooks in the locker room. I don't think he got the joke, but I said, Brooks, we haven't really heard your name a lot on the PA system the last couple of weeks. But the second part of the season, he was part of that amped up defense, and I think that correlates with Dan Quinn taking a hands-on approach.
But you feel me on this about being able to be out there and being involved and being truly evaluated? Right. Listen, we're going to see Tack out there. The kid has played hurt, but now you're in the league. There's no reason to run him out there hurt, Mike. Let him recover. Mm-hmm. And if it takes a little bit longer than we expected, so be it. But I'm hoping that he's going to be able to get out there sooner than later.
Hey, pretty cool stuff in the community today. Alex Mack, who, by the way, his broken fibula is all healed up. He's good to go. Alex Mack, Derek Coleman, serving meals to firemen over at Station 19, which I believe is over in the Virginia Highlands. How cool is that?
That is cool.
Again, this is from our buddy Vaughn McClure at ESPN.com. But these are the firefighters that responded to the I-85 bridge fire, amongst other things. But he started the dinner by thanking those guys. Did that last night. Alex Mack and the dudes getting out there and helping out, which the Falcons, of course, do almost every week. We don't always mention it, but they're always involved in the community.
Yeah, they are, man. And, you know, as far as how excited you are about the picks and, you know, what you grade the draft, I was having this conversation with a buddy of mine. We were talking about, you know, it's so hard to grade these drafts. I always have, for at least the last decade, looked at if a team drafted what I thought they needed. And if I asked you that for this draft, do you feel that way? Did we draft what we needed? Did we set out to get what we might have been missing? And the answer to me is a simple yes. You went out, you got an edge rusher, you got some depth at linebacker with Duke Riley, you got Sean Harlow, who apparently is going to be playing all over the place.
Look, to Karis McKinley, whether or not he starts this season, the Dallas Cowboys, the Steelers, the Packers all wanted this
guy. Yes, they did.
And that's what facilitated or necessitated the need for the Falcons to trade up, lose the third-round pick, and move up and make the deal, third and seventh. So there's a lot of teams that were high on this draft board, and I got no problem with it. We all said, let's go get pass rush, let's get after it. So Vic and this guy, and we got Dontari Poe, Grady Jarrett, the young linebackers. We beefed up depth at linebacker. It's everything you need. Oh, by the way, a lot of guys, and the more we're reading now about our offensive line, a lot of guys, and hopefully we're going to get some of these dudes on the show to hear from them, some guys feel we've got a starter at guard from the draft.
And Harlow.
So whether you think that it could have been Wes Schweitzer, Ben Garland, and Harlow will all compete for this job, but you've got a chance to maybe find this guy right there in the draft. And we said if they could do that, Sean Harlow's the guy. That's about Dimitroff and Quinn. the partnership. I mean, it's been pretty good the last three seasons.
Let's hear from Alex Mack, our starting center, talking about the replacement for Chris Chester. Chester, whether you liked him or not, guys, was durable, didn't miss a game last year, and was a big part of being able to protect Matt Ryan and help him to win an MVP and also this running game that we saw last year. Here's Alex Mack.
It's going to be an interesting decision, and this will be a question asked many more times, who's going to be the guard. But we got a lot of guys who work really hard, and OTAs will get a lot of reps in there, and I think in training camp we'll start to narrow it down.
Now, what about Switzer? Here's a guy that this team took a flyer on late in the draft. Mike, if he turns out to be a player, again, you got great value if Switzer turns out to be a player for you. Here's what Mac had to say.
Big, powerful guy. I mean, you'll see him, and he's been hitting it hard in the weight room. Done a real good job of working hard every day, great attitude, smart player. I think his big strides will be if getting some reps in there and how he can, you know, process things at full tempo and how well he can really narrow down his technique.
Well, what did Vic Beasley have to say? I tweeted it out. I think it was Friday when Beasley said, let's go hunt some quarterbacks. And it was a great tweet.
Right.
And, you know, that, again, welcome to the brotherhood. And you're seeing all these guys reach out to Tack social via social media. Here's what Vic Beasley said about drafting Tack McKinley.
He's a very emotional guy from seeing the draft. And, you know, just going to be excited to see him here and be able to work with him. I think we'll clash pretty well.
And by the way, he was out there, we mentioned yesterday, he was part of the pregame. They have a golden spike because, you know, Terminus is a nickname for Atlanta, was a name for Atlanta back in the day, the railroad track. So they get the big spike, bang, Vic Beasley comes out with the big sledgehammer and gets the crowd going bananas, and up until about the first 15 minutes, like we're going to have a big win. But Vic, he likes the idea of having, like, it takes pressure off Vic, right?
It does.
Doesn't that make Vic better, Jarvis? You play defensive line, especially when Vic, whether it was a shoulder injury, but he became, let's be honest, less impactful in the playoff games and the Super Bowl.
Here's the thing where you have to look at, like, a lot of teams start game planning for the guys, and they start sending those, and especially in the second half of the Super Bowl, I don't know if you guys noticed, but they start sending those running backs, they start chipping the defensive end before they even start to release out into the open field. So that's one of the things you have to look at. And when you have a guy that's very similar in stature and speed, that's when you kind of have to – now you're going to have two running backs standing in the chip, and that's going to be less guys, less options you have in the passing game. So that's going to – if he's able to be effective like Vic was last year, or at least in his first year where he was serviceable, I think that's going to open a lot of things up for the Falcons defense next year.
Well, and I also think there's going to be now this competition thing that goes on between these two guys, which is great for us. Vic gets one, Tack's like, I got to get one. Well, Tack gets one, Vic's like, I got to get one.
But
that's what you want.
And the guy that, you know, I think could be the linchpin for all this, Grady Jarrett, we know how he's come along. Yeah. But if Dontari Poe plays motivated, I don't know what happened in Kansas City his final year in a contract year, but imagine if Dontari Poe gets back to Pro Bowl form.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, I feel like he will. He's got such a financial incentive to be good this year. Check that. Great. Because he potentially is going to sign a monster deal next year. Mm-hmm. It may not be with the Falcons, but this is going to set him up. This is the deal he feels like he probably should have gotten this year, but he didn't, so he signs a one-year deal. This is a prove-it deal, guys, for Dontari Poe. Here is Vic talking about Poe being added to the Falcons and what he thinks he will add.
He's a hard worker, you know. Obviously, probably one of the strongest guys on this team. Just seeing him in the weight room, and he works extremely hard out there on the field.
So that is Vic Beasley. You're hearing a little bit of Alex Mack as well, as we mentioned, those guys being interviewed by the media. And, you know, as the offseason goes on, we'll hear and certainly get more access to a variety of guys as they sort of get back to work. But now they're in that strength conditioning phase, and then they'll move into the OTAs and all of that, and then sooner or later it'll be minicamp in here in June.
It is our Falcon Report. We do it every day at 5 o'clock, guys, on your flagship for Falcon Football, 92.9 The Game, brought to you by Domino's, a large three-topping pizza, $7.99. That's carry-out only, but it's every night of the week at your neighborhood Domino's. Now, the invites to the camp. We talked yesterday about some guys with some ACC and some SEC ties. Robert Leff played line for Auburn. Also, you got a guy named Jermaine Grace who played outside linebacker, was a pass rusher for the Hurricanes out of Miami. And then you got a guy with the ties to the Falcons, Ray Buchanan Jr. Big Play Ray's son played corner for Northern Iowa. Now, he's got an invite. They're going to be in studio with us tomorrow around 3 o'clock. So we'll get Big Play Ray's take on what this team is doing. And also, how good a shot does his son have at making it to the next
level? Listen, he's got a shot. I mean, being invited to camp and, you know, being one of the guys the Falcons are at least interested in, How big of a shot does he have? I don't know, Mike. But if you're suited up, you got a shot. And now you got to go try to prove some things. And we'll see. We wish him the best of luck. Hopefully we get a chance to catch up with him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.